About 100 people are shot to death every day in this country. Some innovators in the gun industry believe that one part of the solution is to make guns safer from accidental use. These so-called smart guns that are now under development use technology that's similar to what's in your smartphone. They have features that prevent anyone but the registered owner from unlocking the weapon.
One of them is just your fingerprint.
That's Ginger Chandler. She's co-founder and CTO of Lodestar Works, a startup that's developing a smart gun it hopes to bring to market next year.
There's a pin pad on the side of the firearm. It's just like an old-fashioned lock where you just put a code in. And then the third way is via a connection with your phone via Bluetooth, where you just press it, lock and unlock. It's an app, like any app we use today.
Chandler previously worked on product development for major gun manufacturers Smith & Wesson and Remington, so she was shocked when she found out that her own gun-savvy mom didn't store a gun properly in her own home, which is a common and sometimes deadly mistake.
In the United States, there are a lot of firearms out there, and people are just unaware that their own firearms aren't safe. Everybody's kind of going, oh, that guy's stuff is not safe, but mine's good. My mother said that, and I said, and her husband had recently passed away, and we go into her office, and there is my stepfather's revolver sitting there with the ammo sitting next to it in an unlocked drawer, and she didn't even know. And I said, Mom, and you, we talk about this all the time. If you didn't know, there's so many people who don't know. We can cause them to be more aware just by bringing this firearm out.
And she's convinced there's a real market for her gun. The profile of the typical buyer has shifted. Last year, in the midst of the pandemic, about half of all new gun owners were women.
They want to own their own destiny, but they also have small children at home. Maybe they're working remotely with their older children. They don't want to just have firearms out, but they also want to be in control.
Breaking ground in a very traditional industry is hard.
This is Margot Hirsch. She supports gun safety innovators through her Smart Tech Challenges Foundation.
The firearm industry is not one to innovate. My sense is they'll only do it when they're forced to do it. And so it takes really brave innovators to forge a path in this area because
it's been a rough ride, though. The gun lobby worries that if these products get sold, the identifier technology will become mandatory. At the same time, a recent NPR Ipsos survey found that most American gun owners support moderate gun control measures like background checks or increased age requirements. I started our conversation by asking Hirsch whether there is such a thing as a safe gun.
If there are going to be guns in the world, there are ways to make them safer. And developing a firearm that only can be used by an authorized user will dramatically help to prevent unnecessary deaths, especially youth suicides and unintentional deaths by firearms. So, yes, I strongly believe there is such thing as a safe gun.
But people who want to carry out mass shootings can still use a smart gun to do it, right?
Yes, they could. However, mass shootings, as horrific as they are, and they obviously dominate the news, they account for less than 2% of the injuries and deaths due to guns. You know, the facts are that each year, more than 100,000 Americans, which is a huge number, are injured due to gun violence, with approximately, I think, in 2021, of almost 45,000 deaths, 60% which are suicides. So although a smart gun might not prevent a mass shooting, they could definitely be used to address youth suicides. And that number is about 3,100 young people die every year with a firearm.
Do you think there's an incentive to buy them? Because on the one hand, it would seem obvious that some people would want safer guns. But, I mean, there are more guns in America than anywhere else in the world. So these folks aren't necessarily going to trade their regular weapons in for safe guns.
Well, I don't think we're necessarily asking them to trade them in. It's like any new technology. I mean, let's remember these guns haven't even made it onto the market yet. So we don't think they are going to replace the existing guns that are out there. However, we do believe that gun owners, when they go to buy new guns, will consider these guns for multiple reasons. And one is for personal protection. This could be the gun that is readily available, let's say on the bedside table, in the kitchen, mm-hmm. wherever, where it's secured and locked and their children can't access it. But they know that if someone broke in their house or tried to take their weapon from them, it could not be used in that type of scenario. So we don't necessarily believe people are going to give up their existing guns, but we do believe there is a section of consumers and gun owners who will be very interested in purchasing these firearms once they are available on the market.
What do you say to anti-gun violence activists who argue that you are just putting more guns on the market and that's not the way to solve America's gun violence epidemic?
I would say we all need to be realistic that for the foreseeable future, guns are here. Guns are going to continue to be sold. So if people are going to continue to buy guns, we believe it is imperative that there is a smart gun option on the market. And I do think you will see a smart gun, if not multiple smart guns, on the market, hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years. That's what we're hoping for, and we really think it will happen.
Margo Hirsch, president of the Smart Tech Challenges Foundation, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rachel.
We also heard from Ginger Chandler, co-founder and CTO of Lodestar Works, a startup developing a smart gun.